Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 3 o'clock, which means two things. It means the Phillies won last night, and it also means that Larry Anderson joins us, as he does every Wednesday at 3. Another Tuesday night win for the Phils with you on the show, L.A. Undefeated this year.
It's only perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
We gotta love it.
We gotta get the message to the decision makers up above to get you on the show after every game. Another win for the Phils, or not another win, the first win for the Phils in five games yesterday after the losing streak. Certainly exciting to see Bryce back. Chris Sanchez has been good this year, though it feels a little bit uneven. He had a little control issues last night. What have you seen from Chris Sanchez so far this year, and most notably last night?
I think getting behind, not getting ahead of the hitters. And I don't know if it's something where he's just not comfortable concentration or focus of it, of just getting that first pitch. I keep thinking about the thought precedes the action, something that Carlton, a lefty, taught me a long time ago. Just thinking about what you want to do with that pitch. I always said there's three things you can think about. I have to, I can't, or I'm going to. And only one's good. And sometimes the guys get in situations, especially when they're getting behind and thinking like, well, I can't walk this guy. Then you're going to walk him. Or I can't get behind here. You're going to get behind. It really rings true that the thought does precede the action. And maybe he is doing it, I don't know, but I would like to see him focus in on what he's going to do with each pitch, really get locked in. And I know with the pitch timer, when you start struggling, you don't have, I asked Fransky the other day on the air, I think, or maybe it was off the air, but I was like, how come the hitters all get a timeout? How come a pitcher can't get a timeout in an at bat? No, just one. It's not what you say. So you get extra 10 seconds. It's not going to really lengthen the game terribly because guys won't use it all the time, or you at least give them a few timeouts when things are going haywire and you want to just, or you're not making your pitches, your command is off, and you want to just take a break for, a few seconds. It's tough to do with the pitch clock, but I think that would be something that would be beneficial. But I don't see anything different as far as mechanics or what he's doing like that. Nothing seems to change, or nothing seems changed. That to me, it's just not getting ahead and being able to put guys away because he's not ahead.
Yeah, I wonder when I see that happen, I wonder if he trusts his stuff as much as he should. Like when he's that maybe he's worried about that first pitch, or he doesn't, he does, to your point, instead of sort of determining what the at bat's going to be, it's almost like he's letting the batter determine what the at bat's going to be. And I wonder if that's part of it too.
That very well could be. I think one of the things I noticed in his last start, like there was a few times, or maybe it was, maybe, I don't know if it was his last start or maybe before that, but he was throwing to Marchand, and he was throwing sliders first pitch sometimes, throwing some sliders first pitch into right-handers. And I think it's a pitch where he got behind with it because he wants to be so careful in there. When you're coming in, I just think it's, for me, it's really tough for a right-hander going to a left-hander or a left-hander to a right-hander to throw a slider first pitch where it's going to end up on a plate. Because if you're doing that and you get a decent break on your pitch, that means it's got to come through right through nitro zone to get it to end up on the corner. That means it's got to come across the middle of the plate somewhere. And so I think pitchers tend to be a little more careful in there, and I think that leads to getting behind. You know, you don't want to make a mistake on the plate, so you miss in or you miss down. That was one thing I saw just in a couple of his starts. And that's to me, it's easily correctable. But it's like, to me, if I'm coming into a left-hander as a right-handed pitcher, I don't want to start at, you know, the outer part of the plate and break it to the inside corner. Because, again, it's going through that nitro zone. I like to see it start on the corner and trying to get guys to chase. But then if you do that first pitch, if they don't chase, then here we go again. We're behind 1-0.
Yeah.
So, you know, and part of it is just, I think I rarely see him use that slider back door. I don't know if they ever even talk about it, but I think that would be a big benefit because you can start it off the plate and get it to cover the outside third of the plate, and most hitters will just give up on it because it's, I think Luzardo did it, even though he didn't have a lot of success, but he did it a couple times his last start, and it's just, I don't know if it's intentional, but it just seems like it's a good pitch to start on the bat because the hitter gives up on it early, and then it comes across, and you know, you get the outer half of the plate or outer third of the plate for a strike, and hitters will give up on it a lot, oftentimes. I don't see Sanchez doing much of that, and I don't know if it's by design or they just don't want him to or if he's not comfortable with it. I'm not sure.
Offensively, L.A., good night for the guys at the plate, particularly at the top of the order. You look at last night versus what they looked like the last four or five games with Bryce being out. Was last night just as simple as having Bryce back in the lineup, him bringing that energy, or was this past weekend with Milwaukee just one of these little blimps in the schedule where you're going to lose a few games and maybe a series you shouldn't lose? I'm just wondering how you feel about the team after last night versus what we saw the last four or five games.
Well, you'd like to think, Ike, that you know, losing Harper doesn't affect everybody in the lineup.
Right.
But it seems to, you know, and just – I understand that too. It's like losing Alvarado, you guys move up a slot in the position in the bullpen, a little more critical, a little more crucial times. I think the same thing with Bryce out, guys maybe feel like they have to do more. Maybe they felt like they weren't doing enough and trying to do more than they should be instead of just seeing a ball, hitting the ball, with Bryce out. But it's certainly having him back in there. It puts guys back in their positions where they're comfortable, where they've had the success. And, you know, whether he hits a home run or whether he does anything in a game, I think everybody relaxes a little more when he's in there knowing that, hey, we got Harper back. We got, you know, we got one of our big hitters back, and maybe relaxes them a little more to you know, where they're back in their comfort zone and able to just stay within themselves. That seemed to be what happened last night to me. Anyway.
So Bryce DeStott had a good night last night, hasn't hit well for the last month or so. Would you be, do you keep him up at the top of the lineup, you know, as they have, you know, half the games or so this year? Do you keep him hitting leadoff even when he's struggling, or do you consider moving him down? It seemed to work a little bit with Bohm when they moved him down, took the pressure off a little bit. What do you think about Stott?
I think similar. I think the same way. I mean, they're not inexperienced players, but they're still relatively young. And to be moved into positions that they haven't been in before, or a lot of times haven't been there. And I think the one thing with the leadoff guy, just, and I know it's the game's different, but usually you have a guy up there with a 350, 370 on base percentage. And I think Stott's just a little over 300. Which is not, to me, it's not ideal for an on-base percentage for the guy leading off, and that's something where, you know, if he's struggling, I don't think he'll take offense to it. I think it might maybe relax him a little more to move him down, But then you go, well, who are you going to lead off? Do you go back to Bruce Turner, or do you go back to Schwarber? I personally like Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, but because I'd like to see somebody on there that has speed too, that can steal a bag if you need, which Stott could do. So in a perfect world, you just like Stott, taking more walks, getting more hits, and having a better on base percentage and utilizing his speed up there. But if he's not, I think they got to consider other options.
Well, it's been a thing that's happened over the last probably 5-10 years is a lot of teams putting their very best hitter lead off regardless. Yeah. Otani hits lead off, Lindor hits lead off. What do you think about Bryce hitting lead off?
I don't know. It's not a bad call. I mean,
the idea being you're getting your best hitter the most possible at bats. So, yeah. Bryce going to get more at bats. Even Judge hit leadoff for a season as well. He doesn't now, but he did. I don't know. Something tells me Bryce doesn't want to, but I think I don't know. I don't think it would be a bad option if they thought about moving it around.
I don't think so. I mean, he gets on base. Obviously pitchers don't like to give him a whole lot to hit, so he's got a better chance of walking if he's not chasing. And it's not a bad thought. I think too, though, it's even though I feel like when you sign a contract, you don't sign to hit fourth or third or first or whatever. You just sign to play ball, and it's up to the team what the manager thinks is best for the team to hit you where you want. But if a guy's really not comfortable, and I don't know if he is or not, but if he's not comfortable, then you're putting him in a position where everything changes for him internally. Because he's not comfortable there, doesn't want to do it. So you start off with a negative start anyway. So I like the fact that guys like Harper and Schwarber down in the lineup, a few guys ahead of them get on base, and let those guys do what they can and drive those runs in. That's where I like to see the big hitters. But I agree they're doing a lot of it the last number of years of putting their better hitters leading off. I don't know if I'm all on board for that because I like to see them where they're at to drive some runs in.
Mick Abel goes again tonight for the Phils. Was quite a debut from Abel. What did you see out of him last time? And then what are some things people can look for with Mick Abel tonight?
I think just aggressive. Just from I haven't really seen him much in the past, read a lot and talked with a lot of people about his where he's at. I think his demeanor on the mound, to me, has looked like it's changed a lot. He's just aggressive. It looks like it's obviously just one start, but it looked like he was very confident in his stuff, wasn't afraid. He attacked the hitters. He went after them. And he's got the stuff. So I think the biggest thing with him has been more mental for his struggles of prior to this year. And talking with other people, looks like he's just kind of just turn a page and said, those years are gone. I need to go out there and trust in my stuff and just be aggressive. And that's what he's done. And if he can continue that with his stuff and continue attacking hitters, his stuff will take care of it. If he just, and his command has been much better. I think all around, and part of that, I think it's just confidence. I think he's become a very confident person in his stuff and what he's got. So I expect him to go out there and, not to take anything away from his debut because it's a big league game and it's the big league hitters, but he wasn't facing the best offense his first time out. I think he's facing a little better offense this time, but it shouldn't faze him. I think if he goes out and attacks like he did in his first start, I think he'll be fine. I really do.
Last thing, turn a corner. Last thing here, LA. I know it's a bunch of days ago, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. Lizardo, being left in there, there's some debate after Lizardo was left in to allow 12 runs. Sort of an open question. What did you think about the decision to do it? Obviously it raises his ERA to a point where all of a sudden, like, it changes his stats for the year. All of a sudden, he's not a Cy Young candidate, all those sorts of things. What did you think?
That all becomes a personal thing, and I'm not big on that. I'm like, what's best for the team? Now, to leave him in there for 12 runs, I think the exit velocity is averaged around 85 at bat. So somewhere in there. I mean, they just did not hit balls hard off him for the most part. So I think it was a matter of like, well, let's try and get him through this. Let's maybe he can turn it around. But the other thing is like the bullpen has been used a lot. And I think they really, I know, maybe Lizardo said, hey, I'm fine. Leave me out or whatever. Save the bullpen. Some guys will do that. I don't know if that was the case. But I think it just kind of, I hate to see a guy go out there for 12 runs. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to be out there. But the other thing is you don't look at the bench and go, hey, would you come and take me out of this game? I mean, you do the best you can as long as you're out there. And as long as, you know, people don't feel like you're hurting your arm or you're doing anything. The stats are the stats. It's not going to hurt anybody. I mean, it's not going to help contract time, I guess.
Yep.
Cy Young stuff. But those are individual things, and I think you have to look at the team standpoint first and foremost. And so I'm kind of torn either way. I personally, I wouldn't want to be out there to give up 12 runs, but I don't know. That's why they get the big money to make those decisions.
Yep. Well, we are going to tell the team whether it's true or not. We're going to tell the team that you're going to be on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock as well. See if we can get another win. Make sure we win this series. You know, they'll never know. They're in Canada. They can't hear it up there. So
sounds good.
Yeah. All right, LA. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. There he is. The great Larry Anderson. I tend to side with LA on that. When I didn't watch that game live. I was at Disney World being a Disney adult. But
yeah,
when
I
came back and watched it, it didn't seem like he was like, there were the two Rhys Hoskins home runs, but it didn't seem like they were like launching balls off of him. It was just, it was a bad defensive play here, bad defensive play there, dribbler here, Stott doesn't get to a ball that he normally gets to. It was just that I tend to side with him there. And if he's got a good agent, when they're negotiating and looking at his ERA, he better remind the Phillies right. that there was one game in there if you take that one game out. You did that with Wheeler all the time, last year's Wheeler. You're like, you know, if you take away these three starts.
If you took away the three starts, he pitched like a 1-6.
Yeah.
It matters.
It matters.
Yeah, it matters. That's what you would do if you were his agent.
Well, yes, I would.
I actually would like to see you in an MLB arbitration hearing.
Oh.
I think you'd be funny at it.
I'm
can you imagine Elliot,
oh,
you?
Oh, goodness gracious. I might quit my job if I had to negotiate against Elliot in an arbitration hearing. 215-592-9494. Joe in New Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
Joe?
I wanted to say hats off to Fritz for that response.
Yes.
I mean, God bless. That was awesome.
It was the greatest. I'm so proud of my guy in there. And like, and you know, sometimes,
many are saying
sometimes people listen to the show. They're like, you know, this is just the show. I am legit proud of my guy in there for that today. That was a great move. I'm psyched. I want to tomorrow. And the other thing, Joe, is that I was most psyched for the basketball game, I think, in the athletic competition.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now it's all eyes on the pitching competition, on the baseball competition. I want to see Jack drill him, actually. I want to see the camera in the dirt.
We clearing the benches?
Ah, come on!
Of course.
Yes.
The first pitch is at his head. I don't care. Like, it's going to be there. So he better
you
get
ready
for it.
You know he's going to wind a lake in now. He better not throw at me. That's what he's going to say to lake.
Dude, how about this? How about this? We're already doing gets on base four times. That means he wins?
Yeah.
I'll give him the first one.
just nail him.
Just bean him.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe, sorry. Didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
No.
Yeah.
All good. But now I just wanted to, I was thinking, what are the appropriate steps to get a guy called up? Like, specifically in talking about, like, Justin Crawford. Like, I know he's 21 years old. Like, would it affect his development if we were to bring him up, like, too early? Because, like, I mean, I just feel like we're, you know, dead as a doorknob in our nine hole, especially in center field.
Yeah, and the funny part is, like, they did this in 23 with Rojas, where they brought Rojas up from double A, you know? And Crawford, if you look at the overall stash lines, has been producing. I think they want to see how he do at Triple A. Obviously, he's 21. They pushed him there pretty quickly. You know, like, you can't just say you want to change a swing. Like, right now, he's at 60% ground ball rate, which is insanely high. But the old adage is that the prospect will let you know when he's ready. You know, like, Otto Kemp's doing that. Mick Abel's doing that. And that might be the case with Justin Crawford. I think it comes down to, do you want to
pull the development on Rojas? Do you want to pull the plug on Marsh, which is also a part of the Crawford decision? Because you can't just bring them up and there's three of them, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I was thinking of that. But and then I'll leave you guys with this, and I thought it was interesting. Do you think Nolan Smith this year will, because I believe Josh Sweat had 8 sacks on the year last year. Do you think Nolan Smith will have more or less being a full-time starter this year?
What do you think, Ike? Nolan Smith, more or less than, thank you for the call, Joe, more or less than 8 sacks.
8 sacks is a lot. I will say this, though. He had a strong second half of the season.
He did. That's where all his sacks came
from. Yeah, so he had a strong second half of the season. It'll be interesting when you get more snaps and you're out there playing on first and second down, whether or not you still have that same energy to rush the passer on third down. That'll be interesting to see. I'll give him 8 sacks. I'll give him 8 sacks.
Really?
I think they throw the ball enough in this league. You got to figure the Eagles are going to be up in games, so you're going against teams that are going to have to throw.
After what Javon Kearse said to us the other day about getting to play edge with Jalen Carter right in the middle, it makes me confident.
And then you got that part of it. You got that part of it as well. Yeah, I could see Nolan getting 8 sacks, but I'll say this. It's not easy. I mean, we love BG. I think BG only hit 8 twice. I think BG hit 8 twice. I think he did. Maybe 3 times. But you just think about as many years that you play and only get to that many sacks. I'm saying that's how hard it is to get 8 sacks in a season. So
I
think Josh Sweat, his highest was 8, right? 8.5.
Because that's what he had a couple years
double
ago.
Double digits the one year.
Do you have 10 or 11?
In 22, yeah. In 22 he did. Yeah.
And I know this is football now with edge guys. They're so small. They're edge guys. Yeah. Nolan Smith is small. Jalix Hunt is small. Even Azeez Ojulari is small.
Speed.
Yeah. But like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. That's the counter. And we almost have to thank our team for it, is that we zig when everybody else is zagging.
Right.
It's a passing league, and now we've gone to the run game.
Right, right.
So you're getting teams like Baltimore. I think the Chargers are going to be a run team. They took the kid, I believe, from North Carolina, the other running back, opposite Genty, because you know Jim Harbaugh loves to run the ball. So I say this to say,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
While defenses went to a smaller version so they could be faster, quicker, keep up with the offenses, now offenses are saying, well, you know what? They're smaller on that side, so we may as well run right at them. We may as well run the football at them, get a big tailback, get a big offensive line, and wear these guys down.
Yep.
Like, wear them down. So it'll be interesting to see how teams try to attack our defense.
It was, I forget the name of the guy. There was an edge that went in the middle of the first round. I think he ended up being on my big board, but he was a very tall, like an enormous guy edge. Yeah.
No.
It was a really, really big guy. And I thought about looking at that and saying, well, if the league is really going to start being more of a running league, mm-hmm. then you're right. I think teams like that are so small on the edge will be at a disadvantage at some point.
Yeah.
I still wonder if the Eagles have I remember last year during camp when the Eagles ended up trading for Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
Is that like what is that? Maybe talk about this, you know, Friday or something. What is the position that you feel like they might just go get a guy? And I still keep thinking, I look at the edge guys, it's not a lack of confidence in Nolan Smith or Jalen Turner or anything.
But
it's just like they have two, you know, lottery tickets in Uche and Azeez Ojulari,
right.
But I just feel like they're missing one very, very solid edge. And that is what Josh Sweat is not an all pro, but he was a
very
solid.
Yep.
Player.
Yep.
And they had BG for.
And could play the run too.
Yes. And BG the same way.
Yep.
And both played very disciplined last year, specifically BG, both good against the run. We had BG for the first, you know, 10 weeks, 11 weeks of the mm-hmm. season. We don't have either of those guys. And I don't know. I wonder if in, you know, the beginning of camp or mid camp, they send those guys out there and Vic Fangio goes to Howie.
I could use one more guy.
Yeah.
You
know, I could
see that. And Howie, we said this the other day, at least 4 out of the last 5 years, it feels like he makes a move every training camp.
Well, and we're not going to be able to, all the draft picks they have over the next 2 years, like, you're not going to be able to roster all those guys.
So
some of those guys will be used for trade at some point.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Just a big day on the show. I know we're talking about Trey, but to me, the big thing today is Jack changing his mind and vowing to take down the camera and is deciding to pitch, even though the quote was, I don't care if my bicep tears off my arm.
Yep.
you'll probably care when that happens. But,
for sure.
But right now.
Hey, guess what? It's all going to be probably on video. Yeah. It'll live forever.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
It definitely will be on video.
Oh. Yeah. We're not missing an opportunity here.
So excited. Coming up next, Flyers. Now, we did replace Broads last week with a minute with Morgani. We are bringing Broads back for Flyers and 50. That'll be next.
Yay!
We are the official Flyers show, and everybody likes Broads too much, especially Ike. Me, not so much, but Ike likes him too much. And our Everyday Eagles, we are 92 days from opening kick. Everyday Eagles is a hypothetical that is pretty difficult. So we have that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey!
I should have known Justin was lying.
I like
it. Oh, my goodness. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So we're going to do Flyers and 50 with Broads. Broads is normally, like, he's remote, so we see him on the camera. He just skated in here. Now, let me paint this picture, Broads.
Wow.
Broads has got Flyers boxers on. Thankfully, the button on the fly is he's got Flyers boxers. He's got a sweater, Flyers sweater, tucked in.
Yep.
He's out of breath.
Why are you out of breath?
This thing
just
on?
Seeing skating?
Yeah, it's
is
on.
This thing on?
He's got his
you are in horrible
hockey
shape.
Gloves.
Thanks for having me, boys.
He's got the hat. He's got sunglasses. He's got a stick. Now, he's on skates. Uh-huh. He's on rollerblades.
That's
can
right.
you back up just so I can get a picture of all this? Oh, there he is. We got the full leg sleeve on the right leg. Oh, it's looking good,
man. Is that a signed Ron Hextall
jersey? I didn't want any nonsense where I'd have to be put on the shelf for a minute.
Yeah.
By the way, Al Morgani gets a minute right off the rip.
Well,
I had to earn those 10 seconds the hard way. What a joke.
You look like Unabomber Broads with those sunglasses today, by the way. I don't know if that's too old a reference.
Yeah, I got no clue what you're talking about. I'm thinking about Unabomber hockey.
Okay.
Do I got to put these headphones on?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear Jack.
I was going to say, yeah, if you can hear.
Yeah, very proud of Jack, by the way. I had goosebumps listening to him speak about the Joe DiCaprio.
Yeah,
many people are saying that.
You can put that bag on the, I don't know if you can stand or not, you can put the bag on the floor if you want.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm running off adrenaline.
Oh. Yeah, we can spill it.
Yeah, you look like, are you on something? You look like you're all,
hey,
yeah. Wow.
He's so out of breath.
So Wednesdays at 3:30, we do Flyers and 50 with Broads. to what are we owed this in-person visit, Broads?
Well, we have a lot of news coming around WIP lately, and I have some invitations.
He's so out of breath. He sounds like Daryl Morey.
I have some invitations.
Okay.
But I don't know who's actually going to get one or not
in
this show.
Okay. Wow.
But I know Ike is getting the first.
Of course. Ike gets an invitation.
And he can read what this is all about. Don't try and sneak it. I see Spike trying to glance around. Go ahead, Ike. Tell the people what's going on.
Let's see. It says, you are invited to the Puck It Up draft party.
Oh!
With Broads.
Wow!
I like that.
Okay.
June 27th, 7 p.m. at Chickies and Pete's Puck It Up draft party with Broads.
Wow.
Love it.
Puck It Up. Puck It Up. Come on, baby. Let's go!
All right, so there's no NBA draft that night because NBA draft is 25th and 26th. So that is, by my math, a Friday night.
That is a Friday night.
And it's Chickies and Pete's South Philly.
Yup.
And is this by invite only? So if you don't give me an invite, I can't go?
I haven't decided yet. I have to talk to the boss. Now, you'll be there anyway, whether you like it or not.
Oh, that's actually...
Oh, that's right. We'll be working that day.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Unfortunately, you guys might have to stay a little late.
Yeah. Well, we got an early pick, so yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, and you know what? I live close now.
Yeah, Spike can stay for a lot of things.
If I'm invited... I'm going to the Puck It Up party.
Okay.
Am I invited or not invited?
Well, I'll think about it. What the hell? We have until June 27th to see if you earn it.
Oh, well,
look. You know what I mean?
Look, don't push me too far. Can I at least look at the flyer? I know it's not an official invite.
You may.
Oh, my God.
You may
God.
Look at
this.
Do you think?
Who made it?
One Tucker Bagley.
Oh, nice.
There you go, Tuck.
See, and here's what I like. And Broads, you know, we all know Puck It Up was Rod Lakin's idea. But here's what I really enjoy. It's with Broads. Like, we're keeping him as Broads.
Yes, real name.
Hunter Brody, but he's Broads.
By the way, I've never seen Rod work harder on any, he works harder with Broads than any other show here at the station.
Well, we got a guy here, you know? He smells it. He smells it.
Unbelievable.
Wow, look at this. Look at this smile.
Oh, yeah. Rod smells a star.
Yeah.
Rod smells a star in the making.
Yep. Listen, orange and black is getting hot at the right time.
No, they're not.
They're not hot at all.
What do you mean? You're not watching James Hagen's highlights from Boston College? Maybe he slips the six. Maybe the Swede two-way center plays a little bit like Barkov.
Jack, hit the thing. There it is.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
The Puck It Up draft party, baby. Let's go. June 27th. Who's going to play next to McVay Michkov? I don't know, but Danny, you better be doing your YouTube big board. I want to see that YouTube big board. Get the prime premier talent to line up next to our superstar. Hagens, as I mentioned, maybe a little Swede that plays a 200-foot game. Can really work the corners. Beautiful stride. Vision? Ew. Just makes filthy sauces all day long. Blue line to blue line. Love it. Let's go! Let's go, Flyers! Let's go!
He did that all out of breath, by the way.
I'm going to make sure. This is Chickies and Pizza in South Philly, the party, is that?
Yeah. I haven't had a sip of water in like 3 hours. I'm so dehydrated. I rollerbladed here from over the Walt Whitman.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I left at like 10. I listened to Joe Giglio the whole way through. People were looking. They saw me in the all orange. Got a couple honks.
Oh,
Puck it up! They said right on the Walt Whitman.
Yeah,
Puck
they
it
are.
Up!
Yep. Puck It Up is catching the locals by storm.
It is.
Now, Okay.
I don't think Spike's getting invited.
What? I just wanted to show the picture, the drawing of the Unabomber, so he knows what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You see it?
Yeah,
you know,
it's the aviators.
Yeah, the aviators, the little facial hair there. The hair
Some
covered.
Are saying Eric Church, but whatever.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, is that a country singer?
He's a countryman.
Okay. Here's a quick question about the draft, and then
do I have to leave?
I'm amused by what you're dressed as. I'm also sort of uncomfortable about the whole thing.
And that's what we wanted, baby. Yeah. That's what we wanted.
Is there a goalie that could be there at six that the Flyers could take?
Nah, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. This is definitely a forward, most likely a wing or a center. The goalie of the future thing, we're going with the Kirk Cousins stopgap. That's my guess.
Okay.
That's my guess. A free agent, you're going to go pick it up. Hope he can hold the fourth down so you can work on the D-zone coverage. Really focus on covering the point, the high point if you're the winger. Your centers, you want to work low. You want to work low. Make sure you keep the front of the net clean. Clean the house. Clean up the garbage. Glass it out. Get it into the neutral zone.
I've heard you're in the D-zone a lot.
Well, I mean, my wife is pregnant. Again, so I do have a good D-zone. I do have a good D-zone. It works. Twice. Just two times.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, this is big news.
Yep.
Lakin did tell us you would have an announcement. He didn't tell us you'd rollerblade into the studio.
I didn't just rollerblade. I was showing off these silky mitts. I was doing some nice tight turns. I was working on the crossovers. I mean, let's not just act like I came in here and did a little la-di-da-di-da stroll.
I know. I saw a lot of stick action.
A lot of stick handling. Yeah. I'm good with the stick.
Yeah, you were comfortable with the stick.
I'm good with the stick.
I was whacking that thing.
This is so crazy.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, with that, guys, thank you.
I'm showing the YouTube audience this big smile. It's the only time I've ever seen you smiling like this.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm a big smile guy. Well, I bring the energy.
You're always yelling.
No, but you don't really smile. You do the closed mouth smile.
Well, I got to get people to click on my YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there he is. The Puck It Up Draft Party, which everyone's invited to but me at this point. June 27th, 7 o'clock. When does the draft start? 8?
I believe it's 7.
Oh, the actual draft starts at 7.
I should do research before coming in with a full announcement.
Might want to know, yeah.
Yeah, and that's key.
Is it 10 minutes in between picks? Or
that's
you not
also
know that
a
either?
Great question. Yeah. I'm here just for a good time.
Yep. Okay. And I can't
Have
believe
you ever watched a draft before.
Yeah, of course. You kidding me? Kidding me? Breaking down Matvei Michkov a few years back.
Okay.
Well, you like saying Matvei Michkov,
well,
too.
How can you not? Matvei! I'm trying to think of his cool nickname, like Giroux. We go, Roo.
No, it's Meech.
Meech.
Yeah. Meech.
Yeah.
Meech. I can get used to it. Meech!
How big is he?
Uh-huh.
Is he a little guy or a big guy?
Who Meech?
He's got good size.
All right, Big Meech.
Big Meech.
He could be Big Meech.
Look
there
up
you
Big
Larry
Meech.
Hoover.
Okay. Yeah. Oh well, you know, I forgot. Yeah you kind of know.
Yeah, he's a little hip hop guy.
Yeah, all of him.
Listen to hip hop.
Yeah, Kendrick.
I've been Linkin Park lately, dude. I've been going Linkin Park.
Oh, really?
A little Hit the Floor.
Oh, wow. Hit the Floor is a good one.
Me? What else do I like? Is it Like Myself or Be Myself? By Myself?
By Myself.
By Myself. Woo!
This is disgusting. He's just yelling into the microphone.
All right, guys.
I don't know what to do. I feel like he's taking
Spike,
over the show.
Spike is caught in the
I'm
corner.
Stunned.
You take control.
Bros, Ike, and Fritz. 215-592.
Right. Wait a minute. You put Ike's name second?
Yeah, that's not how this works anymore.
All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's all good.
What a lunatic.
What a lunatic, man.
Wow. Look at that guy.
That's awesome. That's an awesome look, too, man.
He's
look
got the Hextall jersey, autographed Hextall.
I didn't know he was tatted up like that.
Oh, yeah, he's tatted up.
Yeah, it's a lot of tats.
Now, is Al invited to the draft party?
Well, that's on Broads. Yeah, Broads got
to decide. That's a good question.
Decide.
Yeah, Al may not be invited.
Actually, I might be going to the Morgani draft party.
Yeah, right. Where's the Morgani draft party held? Some country club?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's more my speed.
Some quiet country club in South Jersey?
I don't know if I can do a bunch of Flyers fans at Chickies and Pete's on draft night. I might get run out of the building. Wow, the Puck It Up Draft Party with Broads, June 27th, 7 o'clock, Chickies and Peas. Well, I will...
Well, the draft party's going to be anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
All six of them are going to be so fired up for whoever they pick at six.
No, you can get a lot of Flyers,
man. Man, the Flyers are back.
Yeah, they're back.
They're not. I hope they're back, but they're not.
All right, 215-592-9494. You know, it's never time to have one of your coworkers rollerblade into the studio, but it might be the time right now. In fact, it is. to hit Colonial Hyundai. And speaking of time, they know at Colonial, John Ashdale, Karzar knows, staff at Colonial knows, you don't have time to waste. You would go in there and buy a Hyundai. You want to get in, out, get the car you want, feel good about it, get the right price. Colonial, check mark on all of them. And whatever the car you want, they have. So you're not going to waste your time there. You want a brand new Palisade, they got it. You want the Ioniq 6, they got it. You want Elantra, Tucson, they got it. They got it. And whatever your issue is, whether it's your trade, whether it's the price, whether it's financing, they're going to get you from point A to point B. Some of the best trade-in incentives there are. Financing as low as 0%. And as it always is at Colonial, faster, easier, better. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Everyday Eagles right after Corey from Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, bros, man. Bros a character, man. Main character, bros, man. Today was the first time I ever watched y'all on the YouTube. Yo, that's dope.
Oh, you haven't watched YouTube. Yeah, well.
I just be listening on the Odyssey, you know what I'm saying? So it was the first time. I see you with the Tupac shirt on.
Oh, yes.
I see you. Yeah, I see you. Okay. Hey, hey, man, look. We got to address something real quick.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a lot of number talk. I remember when I brought up a number, you know, Ike was ready to choke me out. I just want the same energy for the people that disrespect numbers out there. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know,
we're not past this.
Whose number got disrespected?
Well, yours.
Oh, mine.
Yeah, no. But this goes back to the Trotter thing. We said 54 is a trash number. Yeah,
I know. And Corey has not let that go.
He's not going to let it. We'll never let it go.
See, this is what happened with that. I forgot that Trotter was number 54, and I just thought about the number.
Right.
And I said that. And I'm like, I'm not trying to say that. And he was like, well, you are, you know. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I got to put this out there. I forgot, you know, but it's all good. I'm just, you know, messing around.
Hold on. How did 58 get disrespected? I forgot already.
Because Elliot wants to change.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He tweeted it today, too. Yeah. He's all over it.
Corey, I think what the thing with Elliot is, you know, sometimes he's trying to bait you, and you don't want to give him the satisfaction.
Yes.
So I think Ike was like, "This guy's just an idiot. Yeah. I'm not talking to him about this." So
the camera, they be having a lot of disrespect for some former Eagle players. That's all I know.
Like they do.
They be a little bit too sharp with the tongue, and I be listening. I'm like, y'all be having a little bit too much, you know, disrespect in your tone. I don't know if I feel comfortable with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let them know. You got to let them know, see? Let them know.
Exactly. You know, so the topic at 10, you know, we start off the show talking about Trey Turner. Is he underappreciated? This is my thing with Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner is a good player. Like, we like to talk about resumes on this show. He got a good resume. But the problem with
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Trey Turner is that he ain't lived up to the contract that we brought him here to do. Like he's never had like a full season. Like Trey Turner was when we brought him here, we thought he was going to be like an MVP level player, and he still ain't did that. We had to do the whole standing ovation for, like, we ain't did that for no player ever. We ain't did no standing ovation for Bryce Harper struggling for a little bit. You know, he's one of the greatest Phillies ever. Mount Rushmore, we stand up and clap for him. You know what I'm saying? Now, he wasn't playing as bad as Trey, but, you know,
right.
we weren't jailing off the field. If he got one bad, you know what I'm saying, Joel Embiid, get him out the city. Like, but Trey Turner, you know, we doing all this stuff for this dude, you know, delivering his laundry, folded up to him and everything. That's all
that wasn't his fault, though. He didn't ask for the standing ovation.
Yeah, but
it's the right thing to do.
But like, the question is he underappreciated? That's asking about us. We don't care about what he thinks. Do we underappreciate him? No, because he's making a lot of money. And, you know, I don't really bring up the money. I don't care about that. But it's like what we brought you here to do. You're supposed to be the second best player on the team. If we asked right now, would you say Trey Turner the second or even third best player on the team? I wouldn't say so.
Well, yeah, of course he is. Third.
He is.
I think third is
fair. Oh, he's moved up to the third?
Well, hold on. If we're talking about just offensive players. Like, I know Wheeler.
We're talking about overall.
Overall, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and we talking about overall. Hell no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you'll probably put Schwarber ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Bryce. You know, and then, I mean, maybe third. You can make an argument. I mean, Alec Bohm, but he playing with. I know y'all.
No.
It's about the same. It's not the same.
He's leading National League in hits.
And since he's been here, since Trey Turner has been here, you can make a debate. Cassianos, Bryson Stott has put.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
They have more moments than Trey has.
He started the All-Star game last year.
So did Alec Bohm.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Alec Bohm. I don't care.
You know, Corey, I think your point is like, here's what I think. He's not had one good full year here.
Right.
He hasn't. And like, he's playing very well right now. But I think the underappreciated thing, I don't think he's underappreciated because he doesn't have a resume here. He's had good stretches.
Right.
But I think there are plenty of players in Philadelphia, which you were bringing up, who have a better record of good play and good success
that we
question. And Trey's like, okay, he's had a good 7 weeks of baseball. He absolutely has. And he's gotten better through the year,
yep.
And he's done what we've asked him. But at this point, it's June, 4th?
Yep.
Like, you know, he's got to do it for a year, you know.
Well,
before.
And because he had even.
I don't like how, Jack, now I'm not like Jack, I respect Jack,
thank
baseball
you.
Guy, that's my brother. But it's like, when the way he was a little bit too sharp when I said Castellanos and Stott at times has had better playing odds than Trey. That ain't true.
Yeah.
I watch the games.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
I've had moments.
Okay. I just don't think Castellanos has not been a great player here.
But when you look at what Castellanos is based off the contract, what we think of him as a player, based on what we do, Trey Turner, the expectations with the player, you don't think that those
Castellanos is probably closer to reaching his expectations of what we expected than Trey has.
Well, I think we've lowered the expectation for Castellanos. I mean, when they sign him, he's a 310 hitter with 30 home runs. He hasn't had over. What,
that's a good point.
He hasn't had over 25 home runs.
That's a good point. Good point.
I give you that.
And what's,
you
know? I mean, listen.
You almost forget that he had 30 home runs.
Well, he was a monster before he got here. Like, I mean, and Stott, love Stott. I'm just trying to think. I mean, so he had the double in the Braves game. Mm-hmm. He had the grand slam, and he had the triple in the Mets game last year. I mean, that's.
Why are you?
I'm not doing
trying to say I love Stott.
I do
really
love
don't.
Stott. Yeah, yeah, I do love Stott. I just, you know, I think Turner's been a better player than Bryson Stott. Okay. Defensively, he's great at second base.
You know, we you know, agree to disagree. But real quick on the way out, I got some housekeeping things real quick. Spike, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about the whole, like, look. Like, I think you cool with the tattoos and all that. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't be looking at them because at Disney, it'd be a lot of slobs down there eating the Dole Whip.
Oh, right.
Don't let them knock you down. Like, you know, you do the vegan thing, you know what I'm saying? Body look nice. You know, you're never going to have, like, you know, a bill like
that. Yeah, you're never going to be toned up. Yeah, you're never going to be toned up.
It's never going to be you.
Not enough protein in your body.
Oh, come on. Look at these right here. Just showing them on YouTube.
Don't worry about that. Also, if I ever hear this dude say that he ain't pitching again, as much stuff as he talks about how great he was.
Yes, 13 years ago, I was great at pitching. Things have changed.
When you bring it up on the show, you'll never say 13 years ago.
Yeah, he always says, I'm not an athlete, and he is.
Ike retired in 2007. I mean, what are we talking about? I don't know.
You be saying your athlete status at the station be getting disrespected.
It does get disrespected.
I had the fourth best athlete at the station.
Fourth's even too low.
So, you know what I'm saying? All I'm
I can't
saying
put
is,
you in front of Hugh and Richie.
Overall?
I never want to hear that out there. You better than that. And this show, I
know. No, that's what I realized. Yep.
The way he built with that stomach and all that, like, come on, man. Skinny
that's the other man. Thing. The way Joe DiCamera, that's the thing. You can't lose to Joe DiCamera, man.
And nothing. You better sleep. Tennis, free throws, whatever, hitting, all that. He can't get no win.
That's the goal. That's the message. Yep.
All right, Corey.
Yep.
Wow, that's a good
call
from Corey.
No, it's good. I'm glad. I couldn't. I wasn't going to make it, frankly. Like, again, I don't care anymore. I'll rip it off. I'll get hurt on the mound. Like, I just, I'm not getting the manhood continuing to be questioned by people, and especially for how much respect I have for this show.
I don't want you guys to reveal it.
Great.
But when we were talking about the Trey Turner thing,
yeah, we're nice.
You know what I thought about?
What?
I wonder if he makes everybody's top 11.
I think I had him 6th last year.
I don't remember 6th? Where I had him. I had him on the list last year. I don't remember where I had him.
He was hitting like 340 at that point.
Well, Ranger was on some list last year.
Yeah, which was premature.
Yeah.
I wonder
top
if he
11.
Makes the list.
Well,
so how many Phillies are locks in the top 11?
Bryce, Schwarber, Wheeler.
Well, Schwarber was an argument last year.
Not this year. You don't have to worry about that this year.
Good. The tough thing for me for the top 11, the tough thing is going to be, all right, well, if you want to, you can include Lane. You can include...
Dude, I've already counted 12 Eagles.
Yeah, Mailata, like...
Nice.
Dickerson.
I counted 12 Eagles. I already started my list.
Can I make a statement about...
Well, seems like you're going to.
Yeah. And this is no disrespect to these guys, because I think they're great. I just, like, can we not do the offensive lineman on the top 11 thing? Like, it's hard to... It's just hard to. It's like the center's on the top.
Well, do we say that the offensive line should be a spot? Like, should we say that Eagles' offensive line should be one spot rather than putting? I hear you.
You do what you want to do. Your list is not going to be my list.
Well, you're going to have 12 Eagles.
Well, I'm good.
You're going to have 11 Eagles.
That's what I'm starting with. And then there's a process of elimination. I got 3 Phillies. I got 2 Sixers. I got 2 candidates.
Well, I might have a surprise Sixer on my list.
I got 2 candidates that I want to put on the list.
3 candidates.
Should we take Embiid off? I mean, does Embiid make it?
I don't know. He was the Ringer just put out their top 100 in the NBA. They adjusted all the time. They had Embiid as 83rd best player in the NBA.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. It's like now they had Maxey.
He might not make the list.
They had Maxey at 39. So
he might not make the list. It's a fluid list. It's a year-to-year list.
I think the offensive line thing is tough because you could put 4 offensive linemen on there.
And I might.
Wow.
four offensive linemen.
I mean,
linemen?
Lane is a pretty big deal, and it stands on his own.
So
does Landon Dickerson, and so does Jordan Mailata.
I know, but like, I don't even want to disrespect them by leaving them off, but like, what am I supposed to do with the offensive linemen? How are we arguing offensive linemen?
Well, they blocked for a 2,500-yard rusher last year.
I know.
They also were the driving force to change the offense up at the bye week.
I know.
And they won the Super Bowl.
I know. But when you're like, it's, I agree with you on evaluating centers, and we're talking about like, I almost just want to take them out. Like,
yeah, I hear you, but what am I going to do? Shortchange one of those guys to force a Philly on?
That's the issue.
Nah.
I don't know.
I don't know how many Phillies deserve to be on the list.
I don't know. I don't, is Miechkoff
might
on the list?
Might only be one Sixer on the list.
Is Miechkoff on the list?
There might be no Sixers on the
list. Might not be any Sixer on the list at this season.
I don't know.
Miechkoff? Is he on the list?
Is Miechkoff on the list?
He was pretty good when he was in there, whenever Torch played him.
By the way, top 11 is coming. Your voting starts next Monday,
yeah.
By the way. You can start voting.
That's why I threw it out there. I was thinking about trade. I'm like, is Trey a lock for the top 11?
I don't think he's a lock.
Right?
I don't think he's. The Super Bowl is going to throw
a wrench.
It
just is. I'm sorry, Jack, when you guys win a World Series, and then guess what the top 11 list will be littered with?
Will Jalen be on my list? I don't know. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Everyday Eagles thing next segment.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get right on it.
High hopes, Jackie Baseball. Nah, that's a good one. I like this one.
Yeah, I know. It's probably better than whatever happened, Jackie Baseball.
No, we'll do both. High hopes, Jackie Baseball report is next.
Sure. You're on a roll today.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.